This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It's an old story. It's corny, but I love it. It's about the man who was pledging his love to his new girlfriend that he'd been dating for a number of months, and he just wanted to somehow convey to her that he really was crazy about her. And he said, "I would climb the highest mountain for you. I would swim the widest ocean. I would fight any wild animal. I would oppose any foe that would come against us. That's how much I love you, and I'll be over Thursday night if it doesn't rain." What's the point of that? Don't say something if you really don't mean it, especially to a wife or a husband. Let me give you another humorous example how that can happen in a way. If you're married, you don't say to your wife, unless it's true, you don't come home and say, "You know, I think about you every hour. My mind is just possessed and obsessed with you. Every waking moment, I just think of you, and I just can't wait to get home at night to see you." Or if you're a wife, to say that to your husband, because one might say to the other, "Have you been drinking again? Have you been drinking again?" Why? You don't say something in a relationship you don't mean. Because usually there are consequences of saying things that you don't mean. And today, this may surprise you, we're in the third in a series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. This is one prayer that I may encourage you not to pray. I think it's actually a dangerous prayer. Last week and the week before, I said, get alone today with Psalm 4. Get alone with Psalm 51 last week and pray these prayers. But today, I'm not sure. At the end of the message, I'm going to say, now go home and pray this unless you mean it. Unless you mean it. It's in Psalm 84, the third in a series of 7. 7 prayers that can change your life. 1 and 2, and then 10 through 12 of 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Verse 10, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. We'll talk about what that really means. It'll surprise you. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Blessed is the man who trusts in you. In his book, Day by Day, with Billy Graham, he wrote this about prayer. Thousands of people pray only when they're under great stress or in danger, overcome by uncertainty. I have been in airplanes, for instance, when an engine failed. People started praying. I've talked to soldiers who told me they never prayed in their life until in the middle of a battle in places like Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam or Korea or World War II. There seems to be an instinct in man to pray in times of trouble. We know there are no atheists in foxholes, but the kind of Christianity that fails to reach into our everyday lives will never change the world. Listen to that sentence again. That was very profound. The kind of Christianity that fails to reach into our everyday lives will never change the world. Develop the power of prayer. The answers to all our problems can be had through contact with Almighty God, with Almighty God. And so begins our third message in this series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. We're looking at Psalm 84 this week, where the psalmist said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell or live and participate in the tents of the wicked. We'll talk about what that means. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.